Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will just take everything that we talk about tonight, whatever it is, and if it's incorrect information, because a lot of things are getting censored, a lot of stuff is very difficult to discern nowadays. There's tons of counterintelligence out there that, you know, some people call them trolls. The situation is very difficult. We know it. And many of us are probing. We're doing our own probing and looking for signs, that we are heading into World War III, signs that we are getting closer to the departure, to that slippery escape. Daniel 12, the word delivered in Hebrew. And Father, we just pray in Jesus' name that anything that we talk about that is perhaps off kilter, somewhat sideways, people don't, you know, it troubles somebody's heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that you will let it roll off their shoulders into a deep blue sea of your forgetfulness and forgiveness. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that anything that we talk about that should lodge into their hearts and make them at the ready, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High every morning, waking up extra early to spend that extra half an hour, extra 45 minutes on our knees to be completely submersed in everything that is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we pray, in accordance with your commandment in Luke 21:36, that you will count us worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you, the Son of Man, Lord Jesus. Where? At the wedding supper of the Lamb. Praise God. Father, we just praise you, Jesus, we just thank you. Here we are. We're still here. It is now March the 10th of 2025. Yeah, all right. Well, praise God. On that note, let's go ahead and roll into the news. Thank you, Jesus. All right, praise God. So, in the spirit of being the just blessed and fortunate person that I am, as usual, things are going crazy at work. But just as it turns out, my garbage disposal blew its lid, and it's dumping water all over the kitchen floor, and I had to put a bucket underneath it. Anyway, I cleared it all out. I bought the garbage disposal, had it delivered to my house, and I thought to myself, well, you know, let me see if I can beat the prices over at Home Depot. So, you know, instead of having their repair person do it, and I went out and did the whole thumbtack thing, and lo and behold, within moments, a guy responds, and he has a $120 price tag to toss that thing in there for me. Now, for me, that is a wonderful thing, because otherwise, I have to spend $68, get myself another 2-inch pad, I gotta put all my tools out exactly where they have to be. It's very, very difficult for me to do it. I'm old and decrepit and out of shape, and it hurts. It hurts like heck. The last time I did it was probably about 10 years ago. Well, anyway, this one has kicked the bucket, and wouldn't you know it, just as I start the program tonight, He texts me inside of Thumbtack and says, I am on my way. My ETA is at about 5:30 p.m. The time now is 5:11 p.m. on the east coast of the United States of Babylon the Great. So I'm watching out my security camera window out the front, and I'm keeping my eye open for this guy because I definitely want to get that garbage disposal fixed because it's, like I said, it's just flooding the whole kitchen right now. I can't use it at all. With a bucket underneath it, if I spill a little bit, it's not a big deal. But, you know, pain in the kazuki, if you know what I mean. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and go into the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
Wrong. It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, kids, you're up to a couple of jokes. What does everyone pronounce wrong? What does everyone pronounce wrong? Think hard. Everyone. They pronounce this wrong. The word wrong. Kids. I'll take it. I'll take it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, kids. Why do birds go on vacation? I'm sorry, where? Where do birds go on vacation? Somewhere cheap. cheap. Kind of like my dad and mom when we went to Rehoboth Beach in our secondhand Itasca motorhome. That was a lot of fun. No, it wasn't. Okay, yes, it was. Well, no, it wasn't. I don't know. It was the first time I ever saw the beach, so I guess it was kind of cool. All right, next one up is, why should pigs drive? Because they hog the road. Kids, is that good or what? Yeah? All right. Well, then on that note, I'll take it. And so I did want to go ahead and before the repair person comes and I have to stop the recording, which is kind of cool. I couldn't do that with Blog Talk Radio because I was on a live show. I was kind of stuck there. And I'm sure some of the other services have similar challenges as well. I looked up a few videos that I was going to play for this program from the show notes from Blog Talk Radio, and they're disappearing. They're disappearing. So I guess I really shouldn't be that surprised. Now, what I do want to share with you, though, is that I was holding off. I admit it. I was holding off. I really wanted to do a show. I was thinking about it on Thursday, and I took a look at the headlines that I had collected, and there just wasn't anything to talk about. Now, you know, on when we were doing the Blog Talk Radio format, I could just put them all on the show notes, and I could go over the headlines one by one by one by one, and it really didn't matter. You know, we could just categorize them in signs in the sun and the moon and star seas roaring, World War III or ramp-ups or indicators of World War III or whatever the case is. And you could just, you know, build your case and go through the various, show topics and then roll into the guest and et cetera, et cetera. Now, on this format, though, however, I'm looking for something to talk about. I don't want to just sit there and babble about what everybody else already knows about because that doesn't add any value. So anyway, I thought I watched it on Saturday and I kept thinking, well, there's a few things, you know, bubbling up here and there, but not really anything, you know, like, wow, nothing like that. Okay, so then I watched again, you know, periodically on Sunday, and it was the same deal. There was, you know, stuff that was bubbling up, but nothing that you could really go, wow, holy cow, this is it, this is huge, and talk about it on the program. Well, so here we are on Monday. It's just after work hours for me. For the people over in Paris, we're talking about, let's take a look here. We're talking about, 23:15 hours. Brussels, the same thing, 23:15 hours. The people in Kiev, it's 22:15 or 22:16 approximately. Going to be 16 in a couple of seconds. Anyway, so the point is that I don't have a point. Okay, so anyway, we don't really, you know, we have a few things that we can touch upon this night. before the plumber guy gets here. When he does get here, I will, you know, pause the program, and that'll be that. And I'll come back and finish it once he's gone or whatever. Now, you may, there may be a segment of the radio show where I'm up here doing the radio show and you hear somebody going, "Hey, hello, I'm done," or whatever, coming up from the downstairs area, because I'm upstairs in my office. The Golden JIB Studios. You know, if you hear that, then know this. I'm going to hit the stop button on the recorder, and I'll have to run down and take care of him, praise God. But I'm just glad he's getting out here this quick, because I just want to get this over with. All right, thank you, Jesus. So anyway, so let's go ahead. You know, where is the clock? Okay, there's the clock. I'm keeping my eye on it. He did say 5:30. He's probably using a GPS, so he knows pretty much when he's going to pull in the driveway. I am keeping my eye on the security camera. It looks like it's live, but I did, for some reason, I didn't see the FedEx truck pull up with the InSinkErator 900 in the box. So I don't know why, but I did get a notification that it's sitting out on the porch. So I'm just going to believe, you know, kind of like we believe in Jesus, that it is sitting out on the porch and it's ready to go. All right. All that being said, there has, I mean, really, let's cut to the chase. Now, I'll cover the other headlines that are related. Some of them are of a lower impact level. Some of them are, actually, none of them are at a higher impact level than what I'm going to share with you right now. Okay, so this is Donald Trump making a comment on, and he made a lot of preliminary, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to try to pre-quote him, because I'm going to play what he's saying. Okay, so you can hear it with your own ears. Now, if you've already heard it, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That means you're on the cutting edge. You're in the upper 1% of the class. Okay, Trump is basically telling everybody that, you know, telling Iran and everybody, I'm talking about everybody, all the Arab states, all the Arab nations, Russia, you name it, Xi Jinping, everybody is being notified by Trump that if Iran doesn't cut a deal, then military is the next step. All right, let's listen to this clip.
The next thing you'll be talking about, and that's going to be the next thing you'll be talking about, is Iran. What's going to happen with Iran? And there'll be some interesting days ahead. That's all I can tell you. You know, we're down to final strokes with Iran. That's going to be an interesting time. And we'll see what happens. But we're down to the final moments. We're at final moments. Can't let them have a nuclear weapon. I think that I would have had a deal within 1 month after the rigged election of 2020. They were all set to make a deal. And then when I lost, they saw this person who's a stupid person, very stupid person. And they said, let's not make a deal. And they were right. He took the sanctions off. They became rich under Biden. They went from having no money to having $300 billion. And that's going to be the next thing you'll be talking about.
All right. So you heard it from the... We don't know how many degrees up he is. We know there's a very high level of likelihood he's probably over the 33rd degree level of the Scottish Rite. Abramovich, who is the lady, I think it's Marina or something like that, Abramovich. She was the woman. She's the one who was well known and making it all over YouTube. This is before Twitter got bought out and everything was really being censored. Abramovich was the one who got busted on the Podesta laptop video, pretty sure it was Podesta, they had the, Pizzagate video. Now, that was the one I told you about where it was like a scene out of Silence of the Lambs, where Hannibal Lecter cut the face off of the police officer in order to trick them into thinking that it was him, and you know, the police officer, and then they put him on a gurney and took him out, stuck him in a ambulance, and he was able to escape. All right, so that whole thing, that frazzle drip deal, they did that to a 15-year-old girl. It's really horrible to even consider it, but they do these things like every weekend. I mean, adrenochrome, killing children, all this this pedophilia stuff, which, by the way, I showed you on the last radio program, that it's inextricably linked. Thank you, Bill Cooper. Did an awesome job of linking them together for us. That the Scottish Rite and the upper echelon of the Scottish Rite is inextricably linked directly into the Khazarian Chabad Lubavitch Kabbalah, or Kabbalistic Jews, which are, worshippers of the Babylonian Talmud and are in the process of preparing for the arrival of the Antichrist. So a lot of people get all up in arms and they're like, oh my goodness, you know, they got to take out the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They got to build a third Solomon's Temple. You got the Temple Institute. So they're going to move all those accoutrements into the new Solomon's Temple. They're looking for a perfect red heifer. It's all the signs and wonders and prophecies of the Old Testament. Oh, we just got to jump on this bandwagon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The problem is most people in churchianity in Babylon the Great, the United States of Babylon the Great, and the vast majority of the other churches in the world don't realize what they're actually dealing with. They are dealing with the synagogue of Satan. They are dealing with the most deadly, evil, horrific, baby-murdering pedophiles that the world has ever generated. This is some horrible stuff, okay? And it's and that's why the Epstein files aren't coming out. That's why the Diddy files aren't coming out. It doesn't matter how many times somebody flaps their lips or claims that it's an FBI agent or says it's locked. And by the way, it is locked away in the vault. But that's all beside the point. I found out what the name of the vault was and who was the vault key holder. But you know, it's irrelevant because we're never going to find out what's on those lists. And the reason is, and Pam Bondi finally came out and told the truth for once, what she doesn't do very often. None of them do. Any of them that are making triangle shapes with their hands, if you're trusting them, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'm sorry, but you've messed up real bad. Yeah, and you know what? Thank goodness the Lord doesn't send us to the pit for being dumb. Because if he did, if he sent us to the pit for being wrong, or he sent us to the pit for just being ignorant, okay, then we're all doomed. We are sheep. There is no doubt about it. We're doomed and we're going to the pit. So thank you, Jesus. If anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know, 1 Corinthians 8, 2. And we need to embrace that and realize that we don't know. We don't always know. And that's why it's important to pray that the things that are important, that are true, especially in this day and age of censorship and lies and triangle signs and connections into the Scottish Rite and connections into the Chabad Lubavitch Kabbalistic Jews, which have the ability to astral project, and they can move across the world in, I guess, at light speed, incredibly fast, and they can materialize in a person's bedroom, and they can convert them into a reptilian and do all kinds of evil things. Okay, so is that what happened to Trump? I don't know. I think he was a reptilian the whole time. You know, that's my personal opinion, and I'm not changing my mind. I have a photograph. It was an image that was taken of him, actually the whole video of him on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. If you scroll down and look for Things Are Not As They Seem, I think is the title of it, and it shows a picture of Donald Trump with his reptilian eye. Okay, and that's right out of the Testament of Amaron, which was pulled out of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and in that, the person being quoted says, "You, what are you? You have eyes like a viper." And it's, and the response was, we are watchers, or something like that. We were given to lord it over all of mankind, or something along that line. So anyway, I have a whole reptilian show notes document with probably about, 80 or 100 pages in it. So maybe one of these days I will be able to get around to reading some excerpts out of that. Also, I had somebody send me something, some kind of a video, although the link wasn't inside the email when I took a closer look, and I don't know why, but they said something along the lines of, you only have to listen to 10 minutes of it because I gave you the actual time mark and you can just go listen to it, and it had something to do with the mRNA vaccines. You know, folks, maybe this sounds a little bit puffed up, and I don't mean it to, but I don't think there's anything I don't already know about the mRNA vaccines. As a matter of fact, I queued up for this program. Let me see if I have it here. Oh, doggone it. Ah, doggone it. All right, well, praise you, Jesus. All right, so one thing that I know for sure, if anything's going to go wrong, it's definitely going to go wrong right in the middle of the show. All right, praise you, Jesus. So I'm going to bring this over here, resize it. I did not plan on having to do this, but unfortunately, I lost my place, as I do quite frequently. And so that's Rabbi Shmuley getting his butt handed to him by Candace Owens. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this. Yeah, that, there's that. A teaching on the Khazars, the origins of the Khazars. Boy, is there a lot of good stuff in these saved videos that, I've kept over the years. Praise God. But anyway, man, I had it queued. I really did. So I'm going to keep on going. There's the guy from that was the maintenance man from the Antarctic and had seen the green laser. I should play that. There's so many things I really, really, really need to play again and again and again and again. All right. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, my gosh. Tons of stuff on Obama. Greg Reese reports hydrogels in the mRNA vaccines. Man, is there a lot of good stuff here. Praise God. All right. So I'm getting closer. It's up higher. Oh, there's a little ditty on reptilians, and that goes on and on. Scrolling up and praising God. Thank you, Father. All right. Oh, there's that Valfor Nordic alien creature that was attending the Donald Trump legal cases. He was actually attending court, but they didn't, you know, nobody noticed that it was an alien there because the only sign that he was an alien was the crumpled up, weird, strange-shaped ear that he had. All right. Praise God. And, oh, there's the thing on Alice Bailey, and all the way back in 1953, she said that the darkness will rise up in 2025 and be revealed. All right, so we got that. I don't have that. I'm not queuing that up for tonight, but I am almost to the one that I wanted to play for you. And there, ooh, there's one version of it, but I gotta go up higher, as I want to get to the one that. Oh, and here it is. All right, so this is a person by the name, and oh my, am I going to have to really, really, okay, so this is a guy by the name of Todd Callender. Now, there's going to be some other people chatting, okay, it's on this radio program or whatever called Prather Point. All right, now I'm going to play this because I want you to hear this guy named Todd Callender's explanation of some of the more incredibly advanced things. Now, we know about the graphene oxide nanoparticles, okay? We know that they're alive. We know that they can do things. We know that they're programmable. I've talked about many times that 5G is simply a higher frequency that has more endpoints. Well, why do you need more endpoints? Because now the human body becomes an endpoint. Get it? So the endpoints are not just the cellular phones. The endpoints are all the human bodies, even the little children that have been injected. They can all be remote controlled by CRISPR technologies combined with graphene oxide, and 5G is the carrier wave to be able to trigger responses in the graphene oxide that are prescribed and already pre-programmed, and all they have to do is press the magic button and identify you through your genome, and it transmits over the 5G carriers, and it'll find you wherever you are, and it'll do bad things to you through the graphene oxide that is inside your body. Now let's take a listen to this real quick, and then we'll go back to the main show notes for this evening. Here we go. But just keep in mind what Donald Trump said. He said, we're running out of time. We don't have a lot of time to sit around. He's claiming that he's going to use a military option with these guys, and they've already come out and said over and over and over and over again, Iran said, get lost. We are not going to negotiate with you. We don't need somebody coming in here and telling us what they think. Okay, and that's exactly, they know the drill. We already got Iran, and we got Russia, and we got Iran. Uh-oh. And on that note, I got to run downstairs. I'll be right back. Okay, so anyway, we now have a professional plumber, thank you, Jesus, installing that garbage disposal because it was 10 years ago I did that last one, and I did a good job and everything went well, but, 10 years later, 63 versus 53, no, not good. Pull out your back, whatever. Doesn't doesn't work well. So anyway, he's down there installing that. He's also going to install something else for me. I'm going to go ahead and take care of him when he's ready. You'll hear him probably yell upstairs. But anyway, on that note, I wanted to play this audio bite with this guy named Todd Callender talking about some of the most advanced effects of the mRNA vaccine. And yes, believe it or not, listen closely, they can trigger remotely the graphene oxide nanoparticles to attack their nanobots, their robots, little robots. They can attack a particular part of your brain. I did not know this. Now, I did know about the times that hit the news where somebody, you know, half naked or totally naked in multiple instances. Now, they said that they were high on bath salts. And they were naked and they had started to eat somebody. They ate them. They bit down on their neck or whatever the case is, their arm or whatever, and they bit a chunk out of the person, and then they ultimately got arrested. This was several years ago. But since then, we've had the CDC put up, you know, pages dedicated to zombie apocalypses. I've always thought it was absolutely ridiculous, asinine. I've talked to some other people. I'm not going to mention any names, but one in particular I have a lot of respect for, and she said, oh no, I think it's coming. Now, she didn't really have anything to base it on other than just a gut feeling. She figured it was coming. Now we have science to base it on. So let's go ahead and take a listen to this guy and hear what he has to say about some of the advanced purposes of the graphene oxide injected into mRNA vaccines, which, by the way, they're putting in our water supplies, in our pork, in everything that they can possibly stick it in, because they want everyone to have the mark of the beast architecture in them. Ready to go, because then they're going to coerce people and have them denounce Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then they're going to put a digital microcircuit on a film, and they're going to stamp it on your right hand. Why anyone would want to have that on the forehead, I do not understand, and I'm not even going there. But the Bible word for the word mark in Revelation in the Greek is emblem. Okay, once again, mark, emblem, right hand, you're going to be able to see it. They need the brown shirts to be able to say, hey, that person doesn't have a mark. So anyway, let's go ahead and listen to this guy, Todd Callender, talking on this show, The Prather Point. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, sure. Been in the morbidity, mortality business for a long time. Practiced international law around the world, including living and working in two communist countries and undoing the Soviet model economy. I understand who the players are in this genocide. I've done business with all of them, including the WHO. And when the Secretary of Defense illegally mandated the shots, he doesn't have the power to do that, I realized what this was all about. And I filed suit against them and raised a lot of issues, including the fact that everybody that's getting these shots are number one, exploratory laboratory animals, right? They're just test beds. And then number two, if you got the shots, the odds are, according to U.S. law, that you are owned by the patent holders. You're a new species called Homo Borgensis, and you are owned. That's the nature of what our case says today. One of the advantages of suing the DOD with this many service members that are upset about the mandates is we've ended up with about 500,000 whistleblowers who have provided us a whole lot of really good information. So everything you said is well supported in documents that we have, testimony that we have, and expert witnesses. So in recent times, I had sent you a number of documents that actually support what you said. And our biggest concern, the reason Doc Chambers and I are here today, is we work as a team to understand both the science and the legal ramifications. And what I wanted to impart to you is under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, that's the enabling statute for Health and Human Services to assume power upon the declaration of a public health emergency. They've already done that, as you indicated, with the COVID crisis. That has resulted in the suspension of our Constitution. It's already happened. The next one is coming. In that statute, you will see that Marburg is already identified. You will note that the PREP Act has a Marburg provision that allows for additional spending when invoked. The Health and Human Services has already invoked the Marburg provision, meaning they've already parted ways with money and spent it under the HHS enabling statute to build quarantine camps, amongst other things, throughout the United States. We interrupted two, one of which was in Cochise County, Arizona, where they were going to build a $1.9 million facility that houses the now merged four branches under HHS. The judiciary, law enforcement, corrections, and public health are now all one and the same, and they're all housed in the same facility. So all of these quarantine centers are there. We understand that there could have been a Marburg release that Dr. Chambers will get into. We think that one has already happened. We know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened. And now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
But the FEMA have already put out zombie commercials and yep. CONOPs on that, correct?
That's correct. If you look at CONPLAN 8888, Stratcom put that out in 2011. On page two, they say, oh, this is just for examples, just for demonstration. You know, don't worry about it so we don't offend other countries. The problem with that is you look through that con plan, it's all about five different types of zombies. There isn't anything in there about opposition forces. There isn't anything about winning political battles or counterinsurgencies. It is only about a zombie apocalypse, defending it. And you will see that every NIMS-compliant, practically, agency, or whether that's state, local, or federal, has already had their zombie apocalypse preparedness training. They've already done their practice. The CDC has had a zombie apocalypse preparedness website up for the last 5 years. Now they've reduced it to a PDF cartoon. Even in the Amazon Web Services contract, the force majeure clause, I believe it's Article 41, states that we're not liable for damages in case there's a zombie apocalypse. This is coming, folks. And the serious adverse event report Pfizer put out post-marketing, they had put out as part of a FOIA. The number one serious adverse event was the 1p36 gene deletion. You look up the symptomology for that, it is the elimination of the frontal cortex and a propensity to bite. What's very odd about this was the symptom post-vaccination. That disease is a congenital disease. It means you're born with it. So how is it then possible that this is the number one serious adverse event from the Pfizer shots? It's here, folks. And then you got Dr. Chambers here to tell you I'm not just a raving lunatic.
No. All right. So you heard it there from this guy who evidently is Mr. Todd Callender. And he obviously knows his stuff, 1p36 deletion syndrome. I think further down through the video clip, he talks a little bit about how they knew about it because there were some people that were born with birth defects and they actually had zombieism, really. I mean, it's not, you know, they're not bringing them back from the dead, and it's not that you kill them and they come back from the dead. It's none of that. But they eat people. Okay, so that's pretty much it. All right, which is bad enough. But that's just one of many examples. He quoted many different things, like the Marlborough is already, you know, so you when you talk about the hydrogel is something, you know, essentially it's a molecular, it's a type of gel that was injected into the mRNA vaccinations, and it includes bubbles. I don't know what else to call it. It's not my area of specialization. I'm real dumb about a lot of things, and that's one that I am. But basically, they're able to trigger you through the 5G pulse waves across through 5G. Whether you have it on your phone, there's no place to hide. So forget about it. If you think you're going to hide, forget about it. There's no hiding. No hiding. All right. So anyway, they can trigger the hydrogel to release the Marlberg. Once they release the Marlberg, then they can pulse the graphene oxide nanoparticles to do a little bit more of their work and ultimately create, you know, in, what would you call it? Fully infest the individual with an outbreak of Marlberg. Now, I would not at all be surprised if the Marlberg variant that they have injected into the hydrogel that's in like what over 3/4 of the population of the world right now is far, far worse than the Marlberg that is breaking out over near the DRC and different areas like that in central to north, you know, it's we'll call it mid North Africa, slightly north of Rwanda, not too far further north at all. But there are outbreaks, as we speak, of Marlberg occurring over there. And they're, you know, of course, they got watch groups and they're watching everything that's going on because they don't want it to spread. You know, and don't get me going on the measles thing. What a ridiculous situation. You've got Robert F. Kennedy turncoating on people. Everybody has to pledge allegiance to the Kabbalah and the Babylonian Talmud and the rise of the Antichrist. And then after they do that, they're told that they have to, you know, hug and kiss, you know, Ellison and, you know, these other people, you know, getting together, teaming up and creating, you know, supercomputers. No doubt, I believe at the heart of the supercomputer are going to be these new processors that are, you know, millions of times more powerful than the previous ones that they have currently. And they're going to create the beast. The beast will be almost certainly one of these new microprocessors, either the one that's in China or the one that Microsoft just made at Merkaba One or something like that. I forget. But there are several of them that are being released right now. And there are data centers being built for the express purpose of sending these into compute mode, full-blown parallel computer, parallel processor compute mode. Once that happens with artificial intelligence, it's game over. And I have just got it this morning, a headline, believe it or not, of the fact that, yes, they now have, so it's time for you to break out your TVs and some of the older movies, such as Terminator, okay, 1, 2, and 3, because guess what? They now have created, according to the article, robots that have the ability to change shape. I don't know if it's metallic liquid metal like it is in Terminator 2 and 3. I don't know. All right. But I can tell you that that was the implication. That was the picture that was on the article. And they were explaining in the write-up of the article, the introduction of the article, that Predator is upon us now. And with artificial intelligence and the ability of these robots to, you know, change shape and become this and become that, we're there. Okay, so, you know, once you put these things in data centers and run them parallel, these quantum chips, you know, it's folks, and you know what? Here's the thing. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. When they come out and tell you about it, it's already a reality. They don't tell you about something 3 years before it's going to get released. They tell you about something long after it's already been wired into racks and data centers and everything else under the sun. I learned that a long time ago in the early 1980s when I was in the Navy. Okay, and that's a whole other story. I'm not going to get into the details, but I did want to share this with you to refresh your memory of how tenuous our existence is. This isn't the golden age. For those out there who think that Donald Trump has ushered in a golden age, you need to go and repent. And I'll tell you why. Because you have forgotten John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You are focused on the United States. That's all you can see. You can see the country that you live in and maybe 5 miles down the street. That is not good. Our brothers and sisters live over in 195 different countries, 243 if you count the island nations. And that is how we are supposed to think, like proper Christians. And stop thinking about ourselves and being myopic in our views. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to serve God properly, and we're going to say ridiculous things like this is the golden age of America. It is not. We have a very high-ranking Scottish Rite member, a reptilian, and someone who has a whole family who compulsively flashes a triangle shape wherever they go, and they're telling the whole world that they are in like Flynn. They are part of the Kabbalah. They are part of the Chabad-Lubavitch movement. They are part of ushering in the Antichrist. They want these things to come to pass. Make no mistake, this is their greatest desire. All right. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So now I'm just going to kind of plink my way through the headlines because they're all over the place. There just wasn't one predominant end of the world theme. Yes, Russia is attacking Ukraine like never before. They have just absolutely dumped a deluge of very powerful missiles all over Odessa and some other locations in Ukraine that have not been hit heavily before. Well, now they're doing it. Okay, it's just unbelievable. We surreptitiously send in, or maybe the UK or maybe Germany or whoever it is that's playing with World War III at any given time underneath, Vandalan, who's got to be some kind of a reptile. But anyway, it's game on. The war is full force. There is as much ordnance being dropped, as many people being killed right now in the Ukraine as has ever happened in the past, as far as I can tell. All right. And so you've got that. You've got the Gaza war that is back on. You've got Netanyahu, who is a compulsive liar, lying, and claiming that they did this and they did that and they didn't adhere to the ceasefire agreement and everything else. And for any of us who have Twitter, who can look at the video feeds, and they're trying to put Twitter out. Okay, they've got some hacker group, okay, that has been that took Twitter down, I think about 6 times today with distributed denial of service attacks. Okay, so it wasn't just Twitter though; it was some other things. So this particular hack group, these are known as hacktivists. Okay, they are going after anybody who's against Palestine. Okay, so you've got hacktivists that are doing that right now. But never mind, because you've also got Colonel Douglas McGregor, who is out there. I mean, oh my gosh, you can't go 20 minutes, it seems like, on Twitter without Colonel Douglas McGregor coming out and saying, need I remind you all that the Egyptian army is now rowing up along the border at the Sinai Peninsula and they're about to attack Israel at any time now. And, it's just back and forth and back and forth. Of course, you had the Arab League of Nations. I talked about this on the last show that all got together and they said, hey, we put together $50 billion. Leave the Palestinians where they are. We'll rebuild it. They can stay where they are. And of course, the first thing that happened was Donald Trump got on whatever method he used to communicate with. Who knows? Maybe multiple methods. But he came out and he told everyone, no. We're going to destroy it. We're going to obliterate it. We're going to kill every living baby, everything that we possibly can get our hands on. We're going to, and that's what they mean. They mean what they say. They do what they say. They're doing it. That's final. You can masquerade it. You can put lipstick on a pig. It's that whole story, really. You can put lipstick on a very high-ranking Scottish Rite entity. And it's still a warlock of a type. So anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm just going to, I already have gone further into it than I wanted to. I just wanted you to be aware of it. All right. So Epstein trafficking victim, we have a testimony from her, and she's out there all over the internetosphere, but on primarily showing up, of course, on X or Twitter. And her testimony is that she saw Jeffrey Epstein shapeshift into a reptilian right in front of her. And then she goes, she realizes that nobody's going to get it, and she kind of draws back and says, well, if you really haven't seen it, I can't really explain it to you. And she, and just like a lot of people do. But that's kind of the way it is. And we just have to live with it. Those of us who have known about the reptilian thing, we've known about where they come from. We've known about Mill Labs. We've known about, Pence being a reptilian. We've known about all these things for years and years and years and years. It's nothing new to us. We know about David Icke's Confessions of a Mother Goddess DVD set. Oh my gosh, that's something you don't want to listen to twice. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So next up. All right. So there is a report that Trump puts new limits on Elon Musk. And really all that was about was people were starting to get upset and complaining that he was doing more damage than good because he was shutting down some critical government. Some of the people that got terminated in the Social Security office, some of the people that got terminated in some of the other critical offices, they need them. And the word got back to Trump. It hit some federal, federal judges, and it got ugly. And basically, Trump said, you know, you've kind of overstepped your bounds. Back off a little bit. But he's still doing the Doge thing, anyhow. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Europe prepares to launch a new war with Russia. The operation will deploy 120 military jets to attack Russian forces on behalf of the Ukraine. Another headline, praise Jesus. Okay, breaking. Canadian delegation from Alberta is heading to Washington, D.C. to discuss becoming the 51st state. And I'm like, man, of all the provinces in Canada that I would like to see become the 51st state, it's Alberta. I want to go to Banff. I want to go to Lake Louise. I want to hang out at the Fairmont at Lake St. Louise. There's nothing better than that. Completely certified reptilian free. Okay, maybe not. But anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Also, there were intense waves of airstrikes against the Ukraine. This was the one that I was talking about just a couple of moments ago, where they had bombed like crazy, Odessa. And I, my friend from Odessa, who has her mother over there, they were very, very rattled, to say the least. You know, tears crying, tears flying, very, you know, please pray, that kind of stuff. And it's scary stuff. It's real scary stuff. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Next one up. All right, China, Xi Jinping and his cabinet members are coming forward and saying Gaza belongs to the Palestinian people. Wow. Well, there you go. Xi Jinping chimes in. While the government has handballed the blame over to doctors. So what has happened, what this report is about, is that they were hoping that RFK, who has turned out to be a total dud, okay, he's more of a placeholder than anything else, and it's just exactly like what we were talking about. I read an article. I don't know if it was the Wall Street Journal. I forget. It was one of those that, oh, if you just pay us a dollar, you can read everything forever and ever. I just got rid of my Epic Times subscription because the problem is I have multiple computers and I move from room to room. And it just the thing that authenticates you so that you can read the article, it should be an encrypted cookie and it should be married to your browser, okay? It should be injected in and permanently mounted to the Chrome browser for me, because Chrome is my primary browser. And I should be able to open up Chrome on any device and just go into the Epic Times. It doesn't work. And I told him, I said, look, just cancel my thing. I don't want to be paying you $9 a month so that I get rejected every time I move to another computer. Forget it. You haven't figured it out. If you can't figure it out, I'm not going to tell you how. So just cancel my contract. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so anyway, what they have done is, instead of getting rid of the protections for the pharmaceutical companies under RFK, instead what they have done in Australia, I believe it is they've turned over liability to the doctors. So now the doctor's liability insurance has to pay for the VAERS injection-related dynamics, the deaths that are happening, the horrible things that are happening to people that are destroying their lives, that are killing them, some cases dropping dead, myocarditis, the whole deal. Now it's the doctor's fault. I'm not going to get into a commentary on that because that one's loaded. Ian Carroll visits, believe it or not, the Alex Jones show. Now, Ian Carroll does a very good job. He's very, very good. And he gets on Twitter and he rips apart storylines. And he's a big avid fan of Whitney Webb. And he's read both of her books, One Nation Under Blackmail. And he reads like a crazy person. And he remembers and he highlights and he goes in here and he's explaining to everybody that we're never going to get the Epstein list. We're never going to find out about any of this. It ties, it links back to important people. And they've already come forward. Pam Bondi came forward and she said, you know, we're not going to release anything that is a matter of national security. Well, guess what? 100% of everything linking back to Israel is a matter of national security. Period. End of story. Done deal. They're already locking up people and taking away their permits to be in this country to go to certain colleges and everything just because they protested. There is no First Amendment right of free speech anymore in this country. It is not. It is selective speech. You can free speech all you want as long as you don't say anything bad about this. Well, anyway, Alex Jones brought Ian Carroll onto his show, and I was really pleased with Alex Jones because he has gone off and become, well, kind of worthless, actually. And I would check in with him on a pretty regular basis, and I was just, it was just nothing but a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
You're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
All right. So anyway, he brings Ian Carroll on. Ian Carroll rips it apart, and Jones lets him do it. Now, I was very happy with Alex Jones that he dared to go where hardly anybody is willing to go now. It's just a matter of time before they take out Ian Carroll. Okay. So anyway, I'm not going to get into all these things. You can overanalyze it to death. Here's another headline. Praise Jesus. Full Turkish invasion of Syria's coast is currently underway. Now, is this true? You got to watch out. A lot of these reports sound like they're good. They sound like they're happening. You see a couple of videos. It looks like it's happening. And then you find out later, it didn't really happen. All right. Another one. Another headline. European Unionists failed to reach a deal for the Ukraine's in their emergency meeting, which ends with no funding or rearmament. All right, Ian Carroll again visits Alex Jones, and they're talking about child trafficker Epstein and Pam Bondi's inability or unwillingness to release it and the covering up for the matter of national security and everything else under the sun. All right, next one. AI governance takeover isn't near, it's here. And what they're talking about is they're talking about the countries of the world being run by AI. See, this is all in preparation for the Mark of the Beast. All they got to do is put the emblem on your hand, the mark, the circuit chip with the little spines on the bottom of it so that you can't rip it off. And you don't want to. You don't want to take it at all. You don't want to take it at all. If you are on your knees dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, confessing of all your sins continuously throughout the day, living a holy and righteous life, for he who practices righteousness is righteous just as he, Jesus is righteous, 1 John 3:7. And then you have 1 John 1:9. If you have committed a sin, you go to our Father and you speak it out loud. If you confess of your sins, God is righteous and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We need to take advantage of that, and we need to be doing it all day long. It is a cycle. It is a cycle. It is a cycle. It is a cycle. Stop, drop, and pray. Thank you, Jesus. We're running out of time. At any time right now with all the hubbub about all the alien spaceships and the disclosure this and disclosure that, folks, we could see the arrival of the David Doherty copper ball spaceship in the sky any time. That's some cool stuff. All right, so Iran comes forward, and they come out and they say, no negotiations with the United States. Quote, Iran will not enter into direct negotiations with the United States as long as they continue their policy of maximum pressure and threats. Okay, now, I can expand upon that. I've been watching what all of them have been saying. And this is the bottom line. Iran is not going to negotiate at all. There isn't any unless. Just be advised. Also, there were reports of the Houthi forces on the move, heading toward the Sinai Peninsula. Is that true? I don't know. Can't confirm it. I kind of have a feeling it was a false report. Douglas McGregor is reporting that Egypt has poured more than 50,000 troops into the Sinai Peninsula in close proximity to the border of Israel. Now, remember that Iran, China, and Russia all got together and did a naval exercise in Iran's waters. That's the 20-mile limit. They stayed in the 20-mile and they, you know, shut off weapons and all kinds of things. Okay, together. Now, Trump was asked by a media personality who I do not know, aren't you concerned about Iran and China, Russia getting together and doing, you know, and he's like, no, because we're way more powerful than they are. And I'm like, am I watching Captain Kangaroo here? What is this show? And I know a lot of us are getting very, very fed up. We're running out of gas. We don't want to hear these things. We're sick to death of it. We go and we look on Twitter. There's very little information, not entertaining information, but information that indicates that everything is moving forward. Again, Donald Trump threatens Iran. Iran says they don't agree. Donald Trump threatens Iran. Iran says we're not going to meet with you. Donald Trump threatens Iran. Military is the only other option then. Iran says we're not going to meet with you. It's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. This is like taking a Super Bowl. You remember when you were a kid and you had a Super Bowl? Weren't they fun? They were a blast. And if you could get into a room that was small enough, especially if it was downstairs in the basement with, concrete and everything, man, you whip one of those things against the wall and go like, bing, 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 bing. Now imagine taking a BB pistol or maybe an airsoft pistol and trying to shoot that Super Bowl as it's bouncing off all of the walls. That's what it feels like sometimes looking at Twitter. You don't know what to believe. All right, so there's all kinds of fuss. The Knesset, by the way, I sent this over to a place that I tithe to in Israel, and I let them know that the Knesset has two far-right Chabad Lubavitch, folks in the Knesset that are trying to institute a law, okay, that will make it illegal to even mention Yeshua anywhere in Israel. And I sent that to the place that I contribute to, and they were also the ones that sent me welcome to this Shavuot wedding, if you know that story, praise God. So you've got Qatar refusing to support the United States strike on the Iran nuclear facilities no matter what. They don't want anything to do with it. They've come forward and told everybody, forget about it. We're not participating. You can't launch your jets from here. Qatar has nothing to do with anything that is going to be launched against Iran. It just goes on and on and on. Thousands dead as USAID, that's the cuts that they're making on USAID with Elon Musk at the helm, take effect in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is on the brink of losing its statehood. Okay, the M23 gang, which is a gang of, they're an offshoot of the Tutsi rebel event that occurred in Rwanda, where they had a real genocide. Okay, if you want to watch Hotel Rwanda as a movie, it actually shows the things as they really happened very vividly, and yes, you will see things you wish you didn't see. Okay, but anyway, now out of Rwanda comes this M23 gang, and they are on fire for destroying, killing, murdering every single Christian, every single non-Muslim. I mean, it is horrible, and Sammy Mwangi has every reason to be horribly concerned about the people of Pipes that were over in Goma Town and now are fleeing for their lives, so we need to continue praying for them. Do consider going to Pipes, like Pipes in a House, international.org and contributing to it. I did. You can too. Remember, when we give to the poor, it's like lending money to God. But do it out of the love of your heart, or else it will not benefit you at all. It has to come from love. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 13, Paul goes on and he says, you can give, you can give all your riches to the kingdom. You can, give your body to be sawn in half. You can do all these things, but it will be nothing but like a clanging cymbal. Because if you have not done it out of love, it profits you nothing. He used the word profit for a reason. It's about rewards. It's about heavenly rewards and inheritance. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Then we got the chaos going on in the Congo. Trump also responded to the supreme leader of Iran, saying there are two ways that this can be handled. You either make a deal or it will be the military. And then I'm sure Iran's shaking in their shoes right now. I don't think so. All right, Douglas McGregor comes back out again, and he says, there are indications that the Egyptians are preparing to invade Israel. What are those indications? I don't know. He didn't say. Does it mean that the tanks are revving their engines? Are they gassing everything up? Are they moving right up to the starting line? Is there somebody standing there with a flag getting ready to wave it? Well, we don't know. But I will say this. McGregor is on fire. Praise God. Also, Trump is, he comes out and he's telling everybody that he is not concerned about the Russia-China-Iran naval wars. We are stronger than all of them, he says. And of course, you know, you got to expect that people are like totally rolling their eyes and going like, what planet are you from? Okay, so then we have another report, praise God, after Trump's threat against Iran, China, and Russia together, with Iran, it says, with Iran, will hold naval exercises near the Strait of Hormuz. Okay, and then you've got a journalist, and he's talking about, okay, so let me just take a look at this and see how much time. We're right on the 1 minute mark, and this, I think, is a pretty big article, as I recall. So anyway, this particular journalist is Kayal Muazzin. Iran has identified strategic targets in case of escalation. This is causing panic in Tel Aviv and Washington. Military airfields, strategic facilities, nuclear, Israeli nuclear centers are on the list of possible targets, but this is only the beginning. The United States understands that its bases in the Middle East will be under attack in the event of a conflict. Washington fears that the region will spin out of control, and Tehran is already preparing a response that could change the entire balance of power. Israel threatens to attack, but is it prepared for the consequences? Intelligence is shocked by what Iran is planning, and the United States and NATO military planners are rethinking scenarios. This response could be the most powerful in the region's history. But what comes next? And that's the golden question. So we are all sitting on the edge of our seats. And the very last piece, and I'm going to play this for you, the actual audio bite. This is Marina Abramovich. She's the one that participated in the Frazzle Drip event with the 9-foot-tall Draco reptilian known as Hillary Clinton. This woman is no doubt also a Draco. I would bet on it. So anyway, till it hurts, I would bet on it. So anyway, these entities are way up on the pecking order. The pecking order is Satan, the Draco reptilians, the regular reptilians, the Greys, and then all the Nordics. That's the pecking order. Now then, and they're all in on it with the exception of what's known as holy watchers. So if you turn to your book of Daniel and you do a search on watcher and the word holy, you will find that Daniel had not one but two visions of a watcher, a holy one he saw in his vision. So not all watchers are, you know, cursed by God. Now then, this is Abramovich, probably one of, she's also the one that was very famous for spirit cooking and all that real evil stuff. Don't get me going. But anyway, this is her talking about about Trump and about how they're so lucky that they have Trump on their side. Listen to this. All right, bringing it up now.
That he is, Trump is the best thing happened ever to us. That he is the magician of the highest order. That he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion in order that the human being can find new order. And you know, it's not so stupid thinking about this in that way. It's completely turning things upside down.
Well, you heard it from Abramovic. That Trump is a very, he's a magician of the highest order. Now, that would be the Scottish Rite, which, by the way, is where Albert Pike, who is the creator of the Scottish Rite, who wrote Of Morals and Dogma. And it says in that book, I worship Lucifer. It's straight out in the open on black and white paper. Donald Trump is a very high of the highest order in the Scottish Rite, a magician. That's why they compulsively flash their triangles everywhere. And oh, by the way, I have a photograph of Pam Bondi doing the same thing with what appears to be one of her little college friends. But anyway, they all do it. And we are surrounded once again by the depths of darkness that are so dark, so deep, so horrific that they cannot be quantified. And people are all out there happy about the golden age of America. Forget about all those other countries. God doesn't care about them. I don't think that's the case. Anyway, God bless you all. Thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate your prayers. For those of you who lift me up by name, I am praying for you to have a tenfold blessing upon you. And I call this out loud on my knees in the dark, praying for you. I pray for every single listener of this radio show fervently in the name of Jesus that you will all be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man at the wedding supper of the Lamb. God bless you all. See you next time. And also, I'm kind of planning on doing some other things, but I'm looking into what the options are at this point. There's a whole lot of cool stuff I can talk about and a lot of old best of shows that I can resurrect. I might want to do a review on the Sarah Monet vision and also the most popular Aurora visions, God's Healer 7 visions, and things like that. Because you know what it turns out? I wanted to share this real quick with you. It turns out that the apocalyptic list that I have been giving people over the last 5 years, it hasn't changed. Every single thing on that list is queued up. Wow. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Until the next time. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later. I'm getting, pray for me on tomorrow morning. I'm getting a new fiber connection put in. I got to get some faster internet because it's a long story. But anyway, God bless you all. And I'll see you at the next program, hopefully sooner than later. Glory be to Jesus. Just.